rest of them did, so now, and I'm the only one living now, every last one of them, with the 10 children and the parents, I'm the only one living. And so I have a fairly good health, and I eat any kind of any old thing, you know, like I used to eat when I was a kid, any old peaches or old prunes, any old hickory nuts, anything like I used to eat when I was a kid, I can eat them and they won't hurt me. And then I have a
raw
cucumbers and raw turnips. And I have a son that lives here in Bayside, and I have one son that lives at Mathis. And his son lives in Bayside with a bunch of children and his wife. And I have a daughter living in Bayside, and she and her husband, and I live up here, and very lonely down in this little town. But there's lots of people moving in here now. They're moving away from the cities and moving down here, and there's lots of them that I don't even know because they move in so fast, you know, buy them a lot and bring the little house trailer in here. Now we have artesian water. We have two artesian wells. And we have that good fresh artesian water, and people down here have better health of drinking that good water. Now I'm advertising the state, advertising Bayside, drinking the good water, and Bayside is cool. You know, we have cool breeze here from the bay.
And this is very. You live 2 blocks from the bay.
I live 2 blocks from the bay, and the breeze comes. I have a big, a long screen porch, and chairs in it, and a good easy chair that I sit in, and I have that.
You used to go fishing.
And I used to go fishing, and I fished, and I'd come home and I'd catch so many fish down there that I couldn't even bring them home. And so I had to give them away down there on the bay, give them to whoever was down there. And I had to, well, I don't know, I guess that is about the end of this. Well, when I was about 3 years old, this story started. Now I'm taping this out for Slick, for Wallace, because it was mostly about his mother. When Joe was 5 years old and I was 3, well, we lived somewhere in the country in Atlanta. My aunt, you know, lived out there too, and so she had my granny, her mother to take care of, and her son to take care of, and her adopted son to take care of, and so she didn't have time, and a man came along sick. He was on the road, and he came along there so sick he had to stop and couldn't go no further, and so she took him in, but she didn't have time to take care of him because she had all that other to do. And so she got Joe, my sister Joe, 5 years old, to come there and take care of him and bring him his water and his pills and all of his stuff, you know, whatever he needed while she's off working in the field. She had to plow in the field, make her living, and so then Joe took care of her, and so he told Joe if she'd take care of her, well, he'd get enough material to make her a dress. So she was just so proud of that dress she's going to get, that cloth to make that dress, and so she made a. And a peddler would come along, you know, and leave the pills for the man, give him a big box of pills, and they sugar-coated pills. And my big sisters, they had a big old barn. My big sisters climb up in that barn that had me to sit and stand there till the man came with the pills. And so when he'd come and gave Joe the pills, she was 5 years old, and Joe would give them to me, and I'd take them into the barn, and so they'd hit me up in there. And all of us would suck all the sugar off of them until they got down bitter. And then we'd put them back in the box, and each one of us would divide them, you know, and suck the sugar off and put them all back in the box, and they'd be bitter then. And so every time he'd bring her a box of pills, well, that's what we'd do. And so she was all innocent, you know, helping us, and she wanted that dress so bad, you know, a new dress that he's going to get her for her work that she's helping him do. And so then he stayed down there about 2 or 3 weeks, and we just had a big time eating, sucking the sugar off the sweet sugar-coated pills. So then he got able to be up, and the peddler came along, and he went and got some material in to make her a dress. It's awful pretty stuff. It's kind of red looking, and spotted it. And all she thought was so pretty, and she had the new dress. So he's still staying there because he wasn't able to go. He was going way over to his folks somewhere other. I don't know where they lived, so he was going there. So we were having a big time sucking his pills, and he was taking the bitter part. So then after that, he went and bought Aunt Jo the cloth to make her dress, and she was so proud to make the dress, and there she come home. He just rested, and then he could go get his own stuff, and so we knew we couldn't suck those pills anymore because he was getting them from the peddler, and we couldn't slip them, and so we had to go home. The big sisters and I, so we didn't tell them what we'd been doing. So my mother could sew pretty good. She's a seamstress, so she was going to make the dress. She measured out the cloth, and it wasn't enough. to make the dress. It was just, he skimped it on her, and it wasn't enough to make the dress. And so I was next in line, and I got the dress. And then she made the dress for me, and Joe just gave it over, you know, just as simple as what she's supposed to do. And yeah, I was strutting around in that new dress, and I done sucked all the sugar off of those pills, and I hadn't done a bit of work. Done nothing for all that Joe. Every time anything happened, you know, she'd get the worst of it, she'd just hand it over, just like that it was due to hand it over and all that. And so then we went to church then, and I wore the pretty dress. She had to wear an old dress. We had to walk about a mile to church. And it was, well, the dresses of the little kids, then they were long down to their feet, down to the ankles, and so they took them, take so much, and so we walked in them, made her, and wore her, and she was planning, you know, to go to church and wear that new dress, and she had told some of the girls that she, they'd see her at church the next Sunday, she'd have the new dress on. Well, she didn't have it on, and I had it on, and so she had to make up some excuse that she didn't want to put the band in jeopardy because he was too stingy to buy enough material to make her a dress. And so she had to make up a tale and to tell about him being, you know, all sick and everything, spent all of his money for his pills and his medicines and stuff. He didn't have enough to get the cloth with and everything like that. So then he had, and then when she, so Aunt Lena found out then that Joe didn't get the dress, while she went and bought enough material, some more material from the next peddler that come along to make her a dress. And it was real pretty, and she's just so proud of the dress. Because that she had, we had done the work, you know, for the man, of the sick man. Okay. Well, I'll tell another one. When I was a little kid, little old girl, well, they had a meeting, and the hard shell preachers, they had a meeting up there in the tent. And all of them went that day, and they washed their feet. They had a big foot washing, and that's all of them went and washed their feet. And Molly and Joe, that were my older sister, just older than I, and I was the younger, so we had bought us some new hats, those straw hats, and my sister had a hat with big feathers on it, very big ostrich plumes sticking way up, feathers and big red roses and stuff, and so one of my sisters wore it. She's about 8 or 9 years old, you know, just that old bitty kid. Under 10, and so she wore it, and you know how she dressed up in my sister, older sister's dress. It was barefooted, and so then my other sister, Jo, next to us, well, she wore the new hat that she had bought for herself, the straw hat. So that left two of them, two hats, and I didn't know which one to wear. This is pretty, so I wore both of them. I wore mine and hers too. So we went then to church and walked with barefooted and all dressed up, our older sisters wore long dresses and stuff. And we went to church and thought we was all prettied up. And so that was when Aunt Lenny was there again. So Aunt Lenny always whooped us when she caught us doing wrong. So we sat down on the front seat and thought we were just really dressed up. And she came over and whispered to us and said, "Y'all kids, I'll get out of here looking like that." Said, "Why in the world did you come here looking like that? So I'm going to take you out and just whoop you over, one of you." And so we got scared and run off and put off all that stuff and dressed, you know, in our kids' stuff. So we went back and then and they were washing their feet, and they had the feet just as clean and pretty and white. And I was wondering why they were washing them when it's already clean. And so that we didn't know that was their religion to do their feet. And so they had did all that. And
if you went dressed that way, your folks
were
all sick.
Yeah, folks were reason we went dressed that way. Our mother was sick. We lived down in the flats, you know what they call the flats, where the water was standing everywhere, and it's mosquito time, and the mosquitoes were there just thick as they could stick. People then didn't know the mosquitoes would make you sick. They didn't know that we had germs and stuff then, and so they had the mosquitoes would bite them and make them have chills and fever, and so every one of them were down in the bedroom with the children here, but us three, and so we had to do what we wanted to do because they weren't there to watch us. And so then we went there, and we're going to take it. Well, in those days, while the kids went, when they went to church, when the old folks went to church, well, they usually left the little kids at home, and the kids then, they'd all get together, the cousins and things like that, the neighbors, and there's an old place out there where they had a tornado, a cyclone, and blew all the trees down, and all the trees were laying down there, the logs, and they'd sit on them, have that for their church house, sit on the logs and get the big old, great big oak leaves and dress that make their hats. And I was usually the baby because I was a little in the fall, and they made me a hat and made me a dress, and I was their baby. And so they had, then we had a singing and all kinds of songs and sang, and those old timey songs. And I still know them now. I can sing some of them by heart, and so that we'd all sing. But I had some cousins, and their name was Cooley. There's Sam Cooley and Jim Cooley and John Cooley. And they had a sister named Mary Cooley, and she just had one hand. So Mary Cooley, she thought she was a rest behind the boys, and their daddy whooped them every Monday morning. He got a switch, and go, this whether they're done in the meanest or not. Every Monday morning, they all got a whooping. And so they said they're going to be as mean as they could, because if they'd get the whooping anyway on Monday morning. And so they did. They did the meanest things. And so they sang their songs and had their church and had their foot washing and had some water, and they all washed their feet. Because they'd been used to seeing people wash their feet in church, so they washed their feet and everything like that, and they had a regular place that they made for the preacher to stand, and he'd stand up there and he'd just preach. And he said, "I'd take my text in the book of St. Charles, and he went on there and said, St. Charles said they all had the divers down there from St. Charles' day. And said that you get them divers, said, don't know what the divers disease, but said, when you get the divers, said, they really will kill you. Said, you better watch out, or you might catch them. And said that he preached in about St. Charles and all that. And when they all got hungry then, and come time to eat and pray, and they asked one old boy, old John Cooley, they asked him to lead prayer, Brother John. So Brother John, he got down on his knees, and he said that here I sit, all in a twist, and I pray for the Lord to send biscuits down as big as my fist. So that was his prayer. And then they said, well, I said, we'll just put, said, for that kind of a prayer, you're praying, said, we'll just put you in the smokehouse.